Clinkets used to live, hunt, and fish in Glacier Bay, about 50 miles west of what is now Juneau. But centuries ago, the ice advanced and pushed them out. They settled across Icy Strait in Hoonah. The glaciers later retreated from much of the bay, leaving large areas accessible. But since that time, it's become a national park and preserve where hunting and gathering are prohibited.
Kind of a thing where you can't go into Glacier Bay and just do as you please.
Raino Hill is president of the Hoonah Indian Association, the community's tribal government. He says one of the traditions lost is gathering and eating seagull eggs from nests in the bay.
Through time, it's died out. But there is a few people in town that still have the acquired taste for the seagull eggs.
Legislation proposed by Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski would allow Hoonah Tlingits limited access to the seabirds. Spokesman Robert Dillon says it would permit harvests at 5 nesting areas 2 days a year.
They expect that, at a maximum, it might be 440 eggs that are harvested. But in exchange for that, it would allow a large group of the tribe, elders and young people, to practice, a traditional cultural activity and really reconnect with their Glacier Bay home.
The national park has given its consent. Cultural anthropologist Mary Beth Moss says the harvest should, at most, reduce gull hatchling numbers by 6%. She says research also determined egg gathering would not significantly damage other wildlife.
We also looked, of course, at potential impacts on the sea lions that use some of the same areas that where gulls are nesting, and we looked at potential impacts to other birds nesting in that area and determined that our management plan would preclude any impacts to those species.
The bill would only allow harvests of glaucous wing gull eggs. Other gulls also live in the park. Jack Heshen of the Sierra Club's Alaska chapter says the damage could be greater. He says the bill could set a precedent that could affect Katmai, Denali, and Kenai Fjords national parks.
There is a risk that that if Glacier Bay is opened, Alaska Native people living around these other parks might seek the same privilege, and who knows how far this could go.
He says the bill is not needed because Hoonah Tlingits can and do gather gull eggs outside the park.
The Sierra Club totally supports Alaska Native subsistence, but in this case, it's not in a national park that's long been closed to subsistence, and particularly when the folks have alternatives, some of which, by the way, some of these sites, these traditional sites, are closer to Hoonah than the ones they want to visit in Glacier Bay.
The legislation was introduced in May. It was heard July 28th by the National Park Subcommittee of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. It's co-sponsored by Alaska Senator Mark Begich. Murkowski spokesman Robert Dillon is optimistic about its chances.
It went through, it was able to get through the committee pretty quickly, and we believe we can probably attach to something and get it passed pretty quickly. And that's because it doesn't cost anything.
The Hoonah Indian Association would like to see the matter resolved soon. President Raino Hill says some members are anxious to return to the bay to gather the traditional food.
This legislation will make it easier, and if it does come about, I may take a trip up there and help gather for some of the elders, just to have done it once.
Hill says tribal members will follow traditional rules, which prescribe how many eggs can be in a nest targeted for harvest. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.